This new model of the city of the 21st century is a city that will have more capacity, more resilient to natural disasters, a city that will reduce energy consumption, a city that will pay attention to climate change issues in the sense of less production of CO2 gases, and that will look for a more sustainable way of form and functionality, generating local jobs, generating local opportunities, and using local resources integrated to the whole world.
Within this report, UN Habitat introduces a new indicator, the so-called prosperity index. So how does this index actually measure prosperity?
Any city that wants to be prosperous needs to generate jobs and local economic opportunities. Any prosperous city needs to create good urban infrastructure, water, sanitation, telecommunications, transport. Cities need to generate quality of life, spaces, recreation areas, green areas, good health, good education, cultural amenities. Cities that promote quality of life tend to be also prosperous in other dimensions. Some cities are prosperous, but just for some people. The prosperous city needs to find ways to distribute the benefits and the opportunities of this prosperity. In other words, city need to be equitable. All this was scientifically analyzed, and we came with specific indices for all these dimensions.
The report also mentions that cities in the 21st century have the potential of playing a crucial role in responding to global crises. What does that mean exactly?
Because it's clear that a financial and economic and democratic and social crisis, in some places even a hunger crisis, are impacting in different intensity cities. But in fact, the crisis is the symptom of a problem that was originated with a very distorted notion of prosperity, economic accumulation-driven prosperity. However, we have understood that the cities have the potential to respond to many of these crises, and not only to suffer these crises. If you look at what cities can do as platform of responses, you will be able to craft other level of regional and global responses using the creativity of the cities.